Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, and it has two parts, of course, that all the saints who have gone before us and pray for us in the kingdom of heaven, and that means we're never alone. You know, if I have Mass by myself, I never have Mass by myself. But why? Because all the angels and saints are with me to pray for us, to pray for all of us. At this very moment at this Mass, the angels and saints join us at this Mass and worship God. And they pray for us that one day we may be with them. So when we listen to the second reading today, when it talks about those who follow him keep themselves pure as he is pure, which means holiness, which we've been given, we need to grow in, like all the saints before us. Again, there's only one tragedy, huh? Not to be a saint. You have two choices. You become a saint or you go to hell. There is no in between. You need to make it your greatest desire that you become a saint. And the way that happens is you become this person of prayer and this person of love. And the way that happens is you got to desire God more than anything. So today you and I drop dead and God says, okay, I'll give you what you love the most forever. You can look at him and say, and that is you, God, and that is you. Because in the end, he gives us what we want more than anything else. Is what you want more than anything else, Jesus. Because in the end, it's the only thing that's going to matter. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and